Israel was being threatened. The whole tribe was to be annihilated. And this verdict came from the throne of the most powerful king in the then world. There was nothing they could do. And to make things worse, this manipulation was an act of a gang up in the corridor of power. So there's no way they can even access the king to change the matter. The only window they had was the queen. And even the man that came to talk to the queen was hoping she will use her natural powers, like her beauty and her proximity to the king. Go to the king, touch his head, and tell him about this matter. But you see, matters of state are not settled casually. It's a law that has been passed. And to make things worse, this lady does not even have the right to go into the king until she's summoned, because it's against the law. But there was something Esther knew. In Esther chapter 4 verse 16, he said, take a 3 days fast for me. And he said, I will go into the king, which is against the law. He said, if I perish, I will perish. The reason is this: if God does not do something, if she enters there, she will perish. So she knew this was not a joke. If God does not intervene, she will perish. But she understood the potency and the efficacy of fasting. God of necessity must do something. And when she was done fasting, the Bible said in Esther chapter 5 verse 1, she walked into the court. I was telling them in the first service, there is beauty that is stronger than eyelashes. Foundation and mascara is good, but there is a beauty that has more power than eyelashes. You can bump the whole eyelashes and use something. There is a beauty that is superior to a glowing skin. Your skin can shine like this bulb. There is a beauty that is more powerful. You can't change the heart of a king with your looks. They said the heart of the king is in the hands of God. He turned it. To turn the heart of a king, you need something more than physical beauty. The king sees every damsel in the kingdom. And so Esther knew, I may be beautiful, I may have all the perfumery, I may have the best of garments, which is good. Please look beautiful, especially those of you who are married. But there is something beyond beauty. The Bible said when she walked in, the king looked at her and turned his staff. Come. And before she ever made a statement, that's what got me intoxicated. The king said to her, what do you want? Before she answered, the king said, anything you ask, I will give you. Before she asked, the king said, even if it is up to half of my kingdom. What power is this? What do you want? At least logic and reason demands that you wait. If it's something you can do, or if it's something you are willing to do. You didn't stop there. You tell her, you will answer. Oh God, what is God? Are you under a spell? Yes, because favor is a spell. Favor is a spell. And instantly, a law was overturned. It's called the power of favor. How can a believer be stranded? We have too much advantage. We have too much advantage. We are not just tapping into it. It doesn't matter if 500 people applied. Yes, some studied in Harvard, some studied in MIT. In addition to your certificate, come with favor. Come with favor. Come with favor. By the time they judge you based on merit, they will now go into an economy that is superior to merit. It's called favor. I said favor does 3 things. Number one, favor opens your heaven. Luke 1:35. The angel appeared to her and said, hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. You are favored among women. What caused the heaven to open was not her prayer. What caused the heaven to open was not her beauty. It was not even the fact that she was a virgin. There were many virgins in Israel, but you are highly favored. Because you are favored, an angel can be mobilized. And that was not a common angel. That was a cherubim. Such angels, they don't move carelessly. They stand before God. When he came to Zacharias, he said, I am Gabriel that standeth before the throne of God. That's their designation. You don't send archangels. Archangels are participators in kingdom agenda because they are not just servants. They are rulers in the spirit. They are princes in Zion. The Bible said there are 12 chief princes. Gabriel is one of them. But on the strength of favor, it was not just an angel that was mobilized. It was a chief prince. This kind of angel, they can judge you even if God didn't tell them to. Because God didn't tell Gabriel to judge Zacharias. He said, me, I brought you a word and you doubt me, you will be done. That's a chief prince. But favor can mobilize them. Gabriel came into the world only 3 times in human history. They don't come anyhow. Somebody's heaven is opening this morning. The second thing favor does is wealth transfer. It said in Exodus 12:36, God gave favor to the Israelites and they spoiled the Egyptians. They took the wealth of Egypt by favor. Thank God for marketing. Thank God for transactions, but there's something called favor. There's a level you get to. They say, Kai, this thing is worth 10 million. But we know you will struggle to do something, so take 20. And you're wondering, why? It's favor. It's favor. It will cost money. Money. There are people money look for. And trust me, you need a lot of money if you will prosecute the affairs of life. But favor is what makes for the possibility of wealth transfer. And finally, favor commands the allegiance of men. Not just men, but even kings. That a king will be willing to serve his own subject on account of favor. What do you want? It's only favor that will make a king ask you, what do you want? Only favor makes that happen. And so when a man begins to fast beyond meeting a time allocation, there's something he's generating. Why do we teach these things? To create a consciousness. Because the power of God moves in the direction of your consciousness. It's not about the 6 to 12, the 6 to 3. That time of separation, something is happening to you. And when you stand up, you can be rest assured that you left with the power. And the first of that power is called favor.